From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, February 26th, the Hip Hop Convene kicks off. This is varying times across 4 days, multiple venues across the CU area. We'll celebrate hip hop through performance and community engagement. Visit KrennertCenter.com for more information.
And also starting that evening, Romeo and Juliet. This show is running for 2 weekends, this weekend and next weekend, at the Harold and Jean Minor Theater at Parkland College. You can see a modern and localized take of the classic Shakespeare play. The show begins at 7:30 p.m. And Kimberly,
yes,
will be Juliet. How,
yes,
are you feeling?
I will be playing Juliet. I'm feeling good. I think that it's a very fun show. Even if you don't know Shakespeare, I think most people are familiar with this story.
For sure.
Also, the set is amazing.
You can get tickets on Parkland's website.
And on Friday, February 27th, The Last 5 Years is at Hoagland Center in Springfield, starting at 7:30 p.m. Adeline, do you know this musical?
I do not.
It's a great musical. Two people fall in and out of love over the course of 5 years. One story starts at the beginning of their relationship, and one starts at the end of their relationship.
That sounds super interesting.
It's beautiful. You can visit hcfta.org for information, and it runs through March 8th.
Also that same evening, from 7:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., Untitled 2026, A Night at the Art Museum. You can wander through the Orpheum Champagne and discover local arts for sale, bid on an interactive art wall, sip cocktails, and more at 40 North's only fundraiser this year. You can find out more information at 40north.org.
And on Saturday, February 28th, it's Decatur's 8th Black History Gala. From 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., you can honor local legends with awards, live music, and more at the Decatur Conference Center.
And then also that same day, starting at 5 p.m., the Insect Fear Film Festival, Insect-Human Hybrids,
ooh,
seems to be this year's theme.
It sounds spooky.
It does sound very spooky. If you want to learn more about insects with an insect petting zoo, see insect-focused films, and more, you can check it out at Follinger Auditorium. Kimberly, do you have a favorite insect? I feel like I asked you this last year.
I know, and I think about it every time. And if bees count as insects, then I would say probably bees.
For sure.
I try so hard not to be afraid of insects. It does not work. On Sunday, March 1st, you can enjoy live music by the Ballarday Quartet at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts starting at 3 p.m. This is a string quartet. Their program is called Learning to Fly, and this will be their debut at Krannert Center.
And also that same afternoon from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., Afro D and the Global Soundwaves, they're hosting a fundraiser for the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition. This is happening at Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana, and you can enjoy live music from them. Again, that's Afro D and the Global Soundwaves, a fundraiser for the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition.
Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who's included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change, and if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time.